Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are. This is Luca Mino on Luca's World. Glad to be back with you for 1 hour. And thanks so much for our producer being there. And we're working together to give you a really good show today. All kinds of stuff happens, right? You know, it's like my mother when she leaves the house. You know, everybody gets in the car, we leave, and then less than 5 minutes afterwards, she says, "Oh, I forgot something. We got to go back. Turn the car around. We got to go back again." This is what happens. This is the second show in a row today that starts this way, because of The Last Man Standing, the show you just heard with Paul Edward Stevenson. It was a rerun, but I have to applaud him and the guests and speak on that as well, because they were talking about Holodomor. They were talking about the Holocaust. And wow, you know, and there's Luca scrambling 5 minutes, 10 minutes before the show to find, you know, what show was that I talked about that on? Oh, you know, speaking of unneeded stress before the show. I found it, though. On that show in particular, 10 minutes ago, I was listening to them talk about Holodomor, which is death by starvation in the Ukraine, 1932-33, I do believe. And the number of people killed is different depending on who you talk to, between 10 and 20 and 30 million, depending on who you speak to. A much worse crime than, quote, the Holocaust. Okay? And then on RBN, too. RBN got a hold of, or I think it was one of our friends of RBN that helped us get a hold of, British Ministry of Truth said in a letter in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created, in other words, invented, to distract from the USSR massacres, which are Holodomor. What do? Well, very quickly, first of all, there exists no document signed by Hitler or Himmler or Heydrich speaking of specifically exterminating Jews. It was only about moving them. It was only about, you know, getting them out. It wasn't never about killing, beside the fact that everybody knew, all the clergy, all the church, all the high level of almost every country involved knew that there were no crimes being committed in the Holocaust, okay? The Holocaust was basically the lie that they had to make up, and it's written in the letter, and we could probably find it for you if you'd like. February 29, 1944, from the BBC, let's see, a letter to the BBC from high members of the British clergy. And from the British Ministry of Information, they lay out in no uncertain terms that they know about the crimes committed by the Bolsheviks, and that, you know, the public is not as stupid as it was, and there has to be some kind of thing made up to blame Germany and to invent, you know, the Holocaust, basically as a lie, to deflect attention from the Red Army crimes. Anyway, so I just wanted to congratulate Paul Edward Stevenson for being able to talk about that with his guests. And, you know, the 75 million people killed, you know, needlessly in World War II. Right. You know, so that was one of their quotes. It's horrendous. So the truth is coming out. The truth always has to come out. And my grandmother told me, don't ever lie, Luca, unless you're very good. You have a very good memory. Don't even bother, because the truth always comes out anyway. Okay, and you know what? This is directly related to the crimes against the Indian that I wanted to talk about. And this is all because of July 1st on my show, on July 1st. James from Vancouver calls and says he wants us to talk more about Native American atrocities. So you know what? This is directly related. And this is one of the reasons why I got thrown out of my circles, was because I said, hey, guys, this is directly related. Genocide of the Indian, genocide of the people. Hello. You know, so truth comes out little by little. And I'm sitting here with my disclaimer, which I have to say again, because it's really important. Socrates has a friend of his that comes up to him and he says, hey, have I got a story to tell you about your friend? No, Socrates puts his hand up. He says it has to go through three sieves first. Three sieves or sieves, whatever you guys pronounce it or call it, for the spaghetti and stuff to drain the water. He says it's got to go through three of those. First one is truth. He said, is it true? Well, okay, so you don't know if it's true or not. Is it useful? Well, not really. Okay, so you don't know if it's true and you don't know if it's not useful. Is it necessary, at least, for me to hear? No. So he goes through all three of them and he says, so why you bother telling me if it's not either one of those three? So that's basically my disclaimer for my show. I thought it was pretty cool. Socrates, I don't remember what years he was born in, but that's pretty close. That's a really good way of starting the show because it's true. So last week, I attempted to answer James from Vancouver. And speaking of the phones, we're going to give the phone lines out again before we do anything else. 512-248-8252. And I'm going to get the chat open so I can see if anybody is calling. And 1-800-313-9443 are the numbers to call. I tried to get into this about Canada last week, but it got so complicated that I decided to start with the Black Hills because it's a lot easier and it's a lot more in your face and it's a lot faster to understand. And my friend Rolling Bear, who is from that area and from the north and who's lived in a teepee for a long time during his life, and he knows a lot of people that way, and he was very connected. He's been teaching me a lot of the truth that you'll never hear of, because that's what I've asked for the last 30 years. That's all I've wanted, was to be a bridge between people that don't know anything and the people that want to know more. And here we are. So last week we played clip one from Rolling Bear, in which, you know, he was talking about how he hunted for the elders because they couldn't trust the food. And at one point, they had canned goods that came in. Canned goods only for reserves. You know, come to find out, you know, it was in the canned goods that the American government was doing, was making up for the reserves, specifically for the reserves. They were corralling their wild horses, and they were slaughtering them, and they were feeding them back to the Indians in their canned food. That's the same thing as putting the presidents up there on the six grandfathers, a holy site, like, you know, their church, right? Just to desecrate. Exactly the same thing. This is the stuff that I am aware of and that I need to talk about with you. In this clip here, you're going to hear how treaties were lies. That's all they were, okay? So the Indians don't know very much. We just need to push them back, you know. And at one point, Oyesa, whose name is Charles Eastman, he's sitting there with Dawes, drawing up the Dawes Act, getting stuff smaller and smaller and smaller, pushing them back towards, you know, because they found gold, right? So we got to push them away towards the lands that are, you know, arid and there's nothing there. You can't grow anything and let them eat grass, right? This is what you're going to hear in this clip from Rolling Bear. He talks about, you know, how God helped the Indians. If they develop enough acumen to even understand what we're trying to do to them, and that would be the end of it. So Rolling Bear explains a lot more, and we're going to talk about this first before we talk about Mount Rushmore next week. Let's have a listen to the first clip.
And so they had to make what they called treaties, which are, you can really think of what they are, is the contract. And when you break a contract, what happens is both parties go back to what they originally had. The idea of the spirit of law, the spirit of a law. And when you sign a contract or a law, or you make a law, there's a legal premise called the spirit of the law, spirit of the contract. And the spirit, and that's an important part of any contract, is what kind of spirit is it made in? This would be like you sign a contract to buy a car, a brand new car, and it's got a warranty, and you know the car breaks down, and you call the auto dealership, and they say, "Well, you attacked us. Now we're taking the car, and you still have to pay for it, but we're not giving it back or fixing it." That's basically what the how they acted with. That's how they treated the contracts they had with indigenous people. You know, we're gonna cut off the treaty, and we're not gonna stop invading your country. We're just gonna take it and move you or kill you. Instead of giving a particular area to a tribe, they give land allotments to individual tribal members. And so they'd give them 180 acres that they could live on and raise cattle and or farm or whatever they wanted to do. Or they could sell it to a settler at a cheap price and move away. And so, you see, this is another plan of how to steal the land. And basically, there's a whole series of laws that come out of this. Manifest Destiny comes out of the, you know, it has to do with this. Because the idea that, you know, because you're European and Christian, you have a right to steal somebody's land. That's where Manifest Destiny comes in. The Dawes Act and the Baker Act, what they do, what the scrolls is, what they are is papers that have the name of the people that are all of the, you know, the Baker Act was the northern tribes, or southern tribes. The Dawes Act was the northern tribes. And if you don't have if you're not on that act, if you don't have family members on those scrolls, then you didn't get an allotment of land. And so they could go in and say, okay, you're not Native American enough. We're not going to consider you Native American. Oh, you don't get to have any. You don't get to have any. And so you had not only the federal government finding ways to keep the indigenous people from having any land to live on. You had tribal members also that had personal gripes against people. They're saying, you know, nope, we don't like you. We're not going to put you on the scrolls. Not to mention the scrolls that are missing, because mysteriously, when the scrolls were moved from the indigenous people's hands and into Washington, D.C. so they could be maintained, 13 rail cars full of the scrolls burned. They caught fire and burned. And so we don't have a full listing of the scrolls.
Right.
And if even though they could have gone back and redid the scrolls, they're like, no, right. We're just going.
Yeah, we're just going to forget it. And we're not going to, you know, we're not going to have you on there because, you know, the people on there, that's it, you know. And later on, you find out in Canada that what they did was the government gave the church the right to, you know, burn everything, destroy all the documents, all the church records, all the church, you know, everything, births, marriages, whatever, you know, just to get rid of it, because we're going to get rid of them anyway, right? We have a caller, I believe, Jim in New York. Is that right? That looks like it. Jim in New York, you're on Luca's World. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Luca. I hope you're doing well. I haven't called in about a couple months.
Yes, how are you? Looking forward to it.
Everything good?
We're rocking. We're waking people up, and we're helping them. So, yes, it's great.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to call. You know, I'm worried about these vaccines and the side effects. You know, in my circles, seems everyone's okay. But I'm reading that in some regions of the country, the vaccine side effects are worse than others.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What state do you live in, Luca?
I'm in Keokuk, Iowa. I'm living in the state of Iowa. And we'll do a show on that sometime, I can promise you. And I can even have my leading expert on it, you know, Mr. Roger Landry, with me on it if you want. We can do a show for that. But today it's really different because I'm on Native American issues at best. And also, I'm going to be talking about The Middle East and depleted uranium munitions for a friend of mine. So, yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It's the same bioweapons, but it's a different line, right?
But in your area, have you noticed people having bad side effects?
No, I don't get into that. I'm so into my own world, and I don't talk to people hardly. I'm just very much like a hermit right now. So I don't know much about that. And there are resources everywhere for people, about detoxing from that. So, we're still fortunate. Yeah. But is there anything else on your mind, though, as far as that goes?
No, I just, was wondering, just wanted to say hello. But you have a great show, and you have a wonderful show, and I really enjoy it. So you have a great show and a great weekend.
You too, sir, and thank you so much for calling. Sorry we're not talking about that this week. But anyway, this brings us into what I call the trap. Okay, as we are hearing at the end of the clip, there were problems, one Indian against the other Indian. See, that's what that is. This is neocolonialism. I have a couple of mentors that I'm learning from, but I'm going to paraphrase his work by explaining very carefully what has been done, and societies have been studied for centuries, right? Even thousands of years, finding the best tools for the worst of evil to get in there and wipe out entire populations in a flash, and of course, nobody's going to talk about what Churchill was doing. Churchill was talking about, this is, my goodness, through all of his life, really, in his 20s, he was in Afghanistan and Iraq. What date was that, Luca? 1897, I do believe. From that date until 1954, when he was involved with British in the Greek massacre in Athens, he had to do with that too. He was talking about asphyxiating bombs, like sucking out the air, so that the populations would die. Let alone roast the Germans on their retreat from Breslau. Okay, it's everywhere. Make the world England. In the 1700s, it's everywhere. Neocolonialism works best because then the conquering country can just sit back and, or the conquering state or whatever you want to call them, can just sit back and watch and say, oh, how sad. What was that quote from Aaron Huey? In the last chapter of any successful genocide, it's one in which the oppressor can remove their hands and say, oh, my goodness, look at all these people killing themselves. What are they doing? Look at them. They're killing themselves while we just sit there and watch them die. Aaron Huey was a photographer who went to Pine Ridge and made an absolutely stunning expose of his photographs. And they're calling him Uncle now, and they want him to come back. The guy's phenomenal, apparently. I'm hoping that he still has that rapport with them. And he was exposing, like I'm trying to do about everything else, what's going on. Does anybody know about the last prophecy of Crazy Horse? I never heard of it. See, and these are masters of life. They really are. I got to say that again. They're masters of life. They know what life comes from. They know who life comes from. The woman is revered. The woman is called a life giver. You see what I'm saying? And everybody today wants to destroy that. Patriarchy wants to destroy all of it. We'll be right back on Lucas World. Stay tuned.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And I'm riding the wave again on Lucas World. We're back again. And I want to thank everybody for joining me. Very important. So next week, we're going to be talking about clip 3 from my friend Rolling Bear that you heard talking about the theft of Mount Rushmore. Okay? And I thought to myself, great, because there's a guy, a friend of mine by the name of Brian, who wanted to talk about depleted uranium munitions, theft of countries, and what's really going on. And I just kind of went, you know what? I'd like to segue right into that because I have a whole lot to say, because I want to segue into that by just asking a question. Okay. Does anybody remember the movie, The Patriot? Mel Gibson, right? If you remember a good one third of that movie from the beginning, it was all about what? It was all about holding back, keeping the fort, keeping the hatchet buried, because the hatchet was buried, the war hatchet, right? Keeping the peace, keeping the family, not in that order, right? Saving the family, not fighting, and having your loved ones die, remember? And anyway, I hope everybody saw that. If you didn't, you should, because that's coming to our door like that came to their door at that time. Most of us know the movie. So my question is, like, what's the breaking point? When his children die, that's what really turned him. And he couldn't see, just like Geronimo, he couldn't keep seeing, more and more and more and more people of, his people dying. But actually the opposite happened for him. That's when he surrendered. But not in this case. So when people stand up and they fight, where's our breaking point? The end times are coming. The Hopi have said it many times. The masks are going to come off, Luca, and you're going to see people for who they really are. My 93-year-old neighbor would always say to me over coffee, right? These are all things that are going to happen. Look at the Kennedy meme, right? Those who make quiet revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Maybe that's what they want, so they can have an excuse to wipe us all out, right? That's what they want anyway. See, so by now we know the difference between where we're supposed to be and where we're not supposed to be, okay? On one side, you have the borders open. You have Soros-funded DAs who are letting the criminals loose. You got BLM, you got the media, you got Antifa, you got Baltimore, Ferguson, all the other stuff, right? And then you have fighting and resisting this new world order that's coming, which some of us knew was coming like 20 plus years ago or more, surviving, collaborating with others to find solutions, like that caller that was so cool that day. You know, when are people just going to stop and say, no, no more, you know? I don't think there are solutions, not to this government. And even Einstein, another liar, conned and romanced by evil, right? I even agree with what he said. I'm paraphrasing, because he was saying that something like, you know, this new government cannot be fixed. You know, you can't, a new government can't be brought in to fix an old one. You know, the same thing cannot come in and fix what's in place. No, it has to all go down. And if the people aren't going to do it, guess what? Mother Earth and Mother Nature will, but in that case, it'll be at our own expense. That's what I think, and that's just personal. I think, you know, that quote from Mother Nature that's been circling the internet, it's a quote that says, educate the innocent, because they are our future, right? And terminate the incorrigible. Oh, people don't like when I talk like that. Oh, they don't like that. You know? It's just, you know, everything's for the taking, it seems like, you know? Sir Edmund Hillary was asked, you know, why did you conquer Everest? Oh, because it was there, you know? And, you know, she waited. What was that quote in the news or in the headlines? She waited a million years to be conquered. You know, like a woman being asphyxiated by some man on top of her, you know, Earth is here to conquer. Really? Survival of the fittest. Really? Anything but try to understand her or to communicate or to share with her instead of competing with her. That's all we do. It's all about competing. And she's there for us and we can do what we want. See, all this is relearnable. This is what's unforgivable. Because all this that I'm talking about, it's learnable. We can relearn, but we have to unlearn first what we know. And most people won't. They will not. So guess what? They sealed their fate. Sorry. That's how Creator works. You know, here's the way out. Oh, I think I'll wait for God to show me a sign. Oh, okay. Bye. It's as simple as that. If we don't unlearn, I think that was somebody else that said that. The illiterate of the 21st century are not going to be the ones, you know, it's going to be the ones that are going to be incapable of unlearning and relearning what we have to, because we've been lied to about everything. And that's why this worked until now. So it's our choice. It's literally our choice every day, every time we wake up in the morning. This is Lucas World. I hear that music. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Times, I'm going to say it really loud in my best English accent that I can. Tear down the walls is what we're doing. It's exactly what we're doing. And we have to. We have to tear the walls down. A little bit about manipulation, because this is important. When you love somebody, right, what do? When you love somebody, you encourage them. You enable them, right? You help them flourish in their own ways, in their own ways in life, right? Here, this is all manipulation. This is all manipulation, exactly polar opposite of the above. Discourage, disable them, stop them from flourishing. You don't want that, like, you know, indoctrination of the masses, perhaps. Okay? Really good meme from Monique on Facebook that says, manipulation is when they blame you for their when they blame you for your reaction to their toxic behavior, but never want to discuss their disrespect that triggered you. Okay? And I said to myself, that's funny. You know, it's just like narcissism, right? What a great lesson it is, because the powers that be, it's exactly what they do. It's exactly the same analogy that they used. They're accusing us of the crimes that they themselves commit. I think I got that right. Frances from North Carolina will tell me if I got that right. She's next on Luca's World. How are you doing today, dear?
Hey, young man. I would have to say yes, because quite frankly, we were talking about hypocrisy and basically the pot calling the kettle black, using an old analogy. But go figure, that's generally how I roll anyway. So one thing I find fascinating is that as much as various cultures are being abused, one being the Indian, for that matter, Native American, whatever terminology one wishes to use, doesn't matter. I find it fascinating that, quite frankly, people call the earth evil. Not divine, evil. And what I find ironic about that is that, well, okay, yes, the earth is evil. You have no, you don't need any part of it. You need to focus on the divine. Excuse me. Well, if that was the case, then why are you gardening on the body of the earth to start with, to grow your vegetables, to grow your fruit, and so forth, and to graze your livestock on, if it is so evil? I mean, how hypocritical can you get as far as the illogical nature of the comment?
Yeah, and it's well done, isn't it? It's really well done. I remember growing up being a fear, you know, in fear of it. Oh, no, no, fear of the forest. Look, it's dark in there, you know. The movies make you scared of it, you know. And fear of the forest, you know, and the forest is there for us. We'll cut it down when we need. Oh, my God. So everything starts to fit now after 65. Thank you. Good grief.
Well, you know, what's ironic is that whenever, if I come across woods that look dark and foreboding and whatnot, I'll go into it. At least I know what I'm doing. And I'm doing it from a conscious point, spiritually conscious point of view that, you know, if something is harmful, I don't think so. Because they're going, there naturally is going to sense who you are and where you're coming from.
Yes.
And the same with a cave. I would willingly go into a cave because I look at that as a sanctuary as well. And so I have no fear of that.
I'm going to cut her off. I'm sorry. I got to say this real quick because we don't have too much time left. But what Francis is trying to say is that you're segueing perfect, but I don't have time for that segment today. when people used to go hunting, okay, the animals knew that you were going in there to hunt. That was your intention. You weren't going there, I'm going to kill somebody, I'm going to do this. No, you were going there. Your intent was to ask the animal to give its life for you. You went into, you know, my friend you used to do three-day fasting before. The first day you purify yourself. The next 2 days you decide why and how you're going to approach what you're asking for. Completely the opposite. Now we're just, come on, son, we're going to go and take, you know, get the 12-gauge, shoot as best you can, just blast the hell out of anything. Doesn't matter. Right? Thank you, Francis.
Have a fun weekend. Look forward to the snippet you're coming up with. Take care.
Right. Yeah, you too, dear. Thanks for calling. She's great. This is going to be fun. If all the callers end up being like this, this is going to be great. Everybody's going to have their little niche with me. Okay. So I wanted to say, listen, let's, you know, in the last 20 minutes that we have, why not give you an example of how evil this is? Right down to Colin Powell. Remember with the vial? Remember with the vial of anthrax going like this, you know, showing that he had massive, you know, weapons of mass destruction? Yeah, I can look at him in his face and call him a liar. Okay, because this is what they've done. They've lied about everything. Who was the first country to use depleted uranium? No, we're not talking about coated or tipped munitions. No, straight up uranium-238. Who was the first country to use them in war? Which is completely illegal by the, what, Geneva Convention? Am I right? I think so. I can say that. Can you imagine? Oh, the United States was the first one to use them, you know. You know, in the Gulf War, oh, okay. More about DUs and Iraq and Afghanistan, more about the carnage in the Middle East. I came so close to interviewing somebody that was himself given the black and purple backpack with $500,000 in it to go blow up the Murrah building and $500,000 afterwards when the job is done, okay? And you're going to hear him speak. Okay, not me. I'm going to be listening, too. I get chills down my spine every time I hear this guy. He was in the same jail cell as John Kiriakou and Tim McVeigh. Hello? Operation Stingray? Right. You know, and how we gave Saddam a weaponized version of the anthrax. That's a quote from him. You're going to hear all this stuff. I think that's in this quote. I think it is. I have seven of them. And about bad vaccines given to the troops, 28 coalitions all of a sudden get sick, no payments, right? They all filed, you know, VA files and medical files and all that. Where were they stored? So this segment is for Brian, and we're going to listen to the clip very soon. I'm almost ready. Brian says to me, Luca, I'm on 100% disability. The military would offer me only 20%. I went through the federal social security system. After going through that process and talking to a series of doctors, I was granted 100%. Go figure. I was offered the anthrax shot. They made it clear it was experimental and it could not be forced on us. I declined. Many believe that, you know, that shot was what got the soldiers sick, and it was indeed. So I'm not going to rant too much, but it's really important that we understand what's going on and the deliberate destruction. Okay, in Iraq, it was like 600% increase of leukemia in children. It was deliberate radiation damage to Iraq, the water supply, everything. Gulf War syndrome, okay? These are all the things that are really, really important. So we're going to have a listen to the clip right now, actually. And this is Cody. I'm going to say Cody S. talking about what it's like and about Oklahoma City bombing in particular. Let's have a listen.
This is a cover-up of immense proportions. And so later on, after the Murrah Building was bombed in April 19, 1995, mm-hmm. Then in September the 19th of 1996, we had congressional hearings on the Gulf War syndrome, and the Department of Defense at those hearings admitted that over 400,000 Gulf War syndrome medical records had, quote, disappeared. So this was a massive cover-up, not only of the defective mock gear, the big gas mask and stuff. It was a cover-up of the anthrax vaccines. It was a cover-up of the depleted uranium weapons. Mm-hmm. And it's not only our troops over here and the British troops that were in this that got sick and all the other countries. One of the biggest things that ate me up and hurt me terribly was to see the results of it. In the Tigris and Euphrates rivers there in Iraq, they use that water to irrigate dates. And Iraq is one of the biggest exporters of dates in the area. I think they have like 26 different kinds of dates. But the point is all this radiation and particulates were being stirred up in the sandstorms and they were being transferred. They got in the water supply and they got in the date crops. And the United Nations went to Iraq about 10 years after the war. This was just in 2001, before the 9/11 Twin Towers were blown up. And they found that the leukemia-type sicknesses in the children in Iraq went up 600%. So not only were the troops being poisoned by these depleted uranium weapons, which had never been used before, but all the mass suffering of the Iraqi people, and especially the children. So this was a massive cover-up. They had begun testing depleted uranium at, I believe it was Dugway Proving Grounds, earlier. And then in 1991, they decided to use it. And I know pilots here that flew the A-10 Warthog. They were called our tank busters. And Saddam Hussein had thousands of the Soviet T-54 tanks. And these depleted uranium weapons were found to be very effective at penetrating armor. They had a high sectional density. They were very heavy. It's a very heavy element. And in our M1A1 Abrams tanks in America, the standard battle tank, they shoot sabot rounds, they call them, out of the barrel. And these rounds have about an 8 or 9 inch tube of depleted uranium on the inside of them. And so they come out of the barrel at approximately 5,200 feet per second. I'm using our English system we use in America. I don't know the kilogram and stuff for your countries, but it's 5,200 feet per second. It's very high kinetic energy. When they go through the barrel, they actually catch on fire. So you're sending a fiery, very dense, slightly radioactive projectile. and it had enough energy to take a Soviet T-54 tank. The turrets weigh about 11 tons, and it would hit it and blow the turret up like a tumbleweed up in the air. So these weapons, the reason they were used is because they are extremely effective at penetrating armor and taking out tanks and forward artillery units with the big guns and big cannons. The problem, you know, plutonium-239, for instance, or uranium-235, that's the weapons-grade form of uranium that's used in the fission atomic weapons. That's highly radioactive. I mean, you hold it and get close to it, and you'll be dead pretty soon. But the uranium-238, it came from the spent fuel rods, okay, from nuclear power plants. And France over there, I think about 85% of France's power is made from nuclear reactors. Here in America, we have about 100, 104 nuclear reactors. And so as they make their energy, they have spent fuel rods, and that's uranium-238. So this was also a way for the Pentagon to take our nuclear waste out of our country, use it in weapons, and then get rid of it in another country. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like nuclear dumping. No one wants to dump it around here, so they just put it in weapons and go dump it in Iraq. And the Iraqi people have been suffering horribly. So this is a big picture. And the reason why the Murrah Building was bombed, that's one of the reasons. There's another reason, which has to do with the destruction of records. And that it was a cover-up for Bill and Hillary Clinton over in Arkansas. They'd been conducting covert operations with the CIA, providing cover for them. And there was a bunch of records of law enforcement that had occurred over the years. People were snooping around and getting wind that something big was happening. And those records were transferred from the Little Rock, Arkansas FBI office over to the Murrah Building shortly before it was blown up. And one of the Tulsa police detectives, where I worked in Tulsa, his name is Craig Roberts. And an FBI agent from Little Rock, Arkansas, under the condition of anonymity, called him and told him, so, hey, they just moved all these records on the Clintons over there to the Murrah Building. Then it blew up. So the law enforcement records necessary to impeach or prosecute the Clintons were also destroyed. And, you know, the Whitewater investigation with the Clintons began here in this country in July 26th of 1994, and then a few months later, the Murrah Building blows up.
That's it. That was clip number 4 from Cody. And if enough people want, I'm going to run the whole thing again. There are 7 clips of that, and that's number 4, where he talks about that specifically, what you just heard with the DUs. I mean, I cross-reference absolutely everything. Okay, let's see. I tried to cross-reference absolutely everything that I heard, and I did. What I cross-referenced was, okay, he got that right. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that compartmentalized over here. Yeah, I got this over here. It's incredible. So, I mean, this is stuff that resonates with me. It has to be said. The average American does not know. And we have 2 callers on the line. Holy. We got Richard from New York. Before we get Richard, actually, let me just quickly say this, and thank you for waiting. Please take the time to see the video about depleted uranium on YouTube. It's still up there. Doug Roke, R-O-K-K-E, he spits it out. That's all you got to put in there is Doug Roke, and you'll get that. Very, very good video. And we're going to start with Richard from New York for the last minute that we have. Welcome to Lucas World.
I just want to quickly point out that I'm seeing that Kavanaugh is going to become Chief Justice soon. John Roberts is going to step down as Chief Supreme Court Justice, and John Turley will take his spot. So John Turley will become the new Chief Justice, new Supreme Court Justice, and Kavanaugh will become the new Chief Justice. And then from there, I believe Hillary Clinton will start getting investigated, and then by holiday season, she'll be locked up for investigation, like, you know, so she doesn't run or anything like Epstein. So that's going to be my prediction. And then Trump will tout that he helped lock up Hillary Clinton in 2024 all throughout it. That'll be his main thing throughout the whole year.
So,
So that's my whole thing. And then on October surprise, he'll call his VP in October of next year. It'll be a big surprise.
Okay, well, I'm listening to the music. I thank you for calling, but we don't really talk about politics on the show. But thanks for calling anyway. This is Lucas World. We'll be right back after this.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
We're back on Lucas World for the last segment, and that was me starting the drums. That wasn't me, what you heard, but I started the show that way. That's the second set that we started with that song, and yours truly played the drums to that. Not actually what you heard, but anyway. Dan from Washington, thank you so much for waiting. You're on Lucas World. How can we help you today?
Yeah, just had a comment about Colin Powell. Patrick Slattery likes to point out that all these generals that America has, they don't really work their way up. They're politically appointed.
Uh-huh.
And if you look into the early life of Colin Powell, that guy grew up in New York. He was basically a Chavez goy. His second language is Yiddish. He's like a total Zionist still. He was, like, basically installed for that time at that place, I think, to lie that lie, basically, for Israel.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's tragic. I think he tried to say, oh, Bush lied to me, or I don't know, but he knew he was lying, and he did it for his agenda.
Oh, yeah, and it's all coming out now.
Yeah. Good.
Well, I thank you for calling.
I hope so. I hope it comes out. The problem is it comes out and nothing happens. It's like, okay, well, you know, what are they going to do about it? Or, but good, I hope it does come out. So thanks for taking the call. Bye.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much for your input. Guess what, folks? Cluster bombs. Again, something illegal and forbidden in war, okay? In war, right? I got to hand it to those. That towel-headed lady, I call her Ichba, in 1700s, that's Rothschild, right? That says, you know, if my sons did not want wars, there would not be any, okay? Well, cluster bombs are being used in the Ukraine. I just have a confirmation on that. 250,000 something or other. I didn't write it down fast enough, but that's what I got. In the Ukraine, not the Ukraine, okay? Ukraine, like it used to be called, you know, what's this? Kyiv. Okay, I always knew it as Kiev. Oh, now it's Kyiv. Oh, we're, you know, same thing as changing dictionary definitions all the time. You know what I mean? So we were just talking about depleted uranium. Now we're talking about cluster bombs being used. Okay, so we're jumping around all the time. Evil tricks are being used on us all over the place all the time. And we're going to slowly ease our way into Rockefeller. I'm not sure how we're going to do that yet, but we have yet to go to part three of the theft of the Black Hills, which is absolutely paramount to understand how, you know, history develops and history evolves in the USA Inc. Okay. Since 1781, we have to understand this. And you want to talk about the greatest evil trick played on mankind? It was teaching man that his body's self-cleaning programs are diseases that required poisons for treatment. And that's going to be Rockefeller. All that's coming up. I think I'm hearing the music in the background. I do believe. This is Luca Mino, and you were listening to Luca's World. Thank you so much, and have a safe week. We'll see you again.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.